Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And on the phone with us today, we have Wade Fouth. He's the Vice President of the Blandin Foundation up in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So last week we had kind of a historical perspective on the Blandin Foundation and interesting story there. And then you were also talking about the mission, which of course is to serve the Grand Rapids area, but also outstate Minnesota in general for smaller communities in rural Minnesota. And I'm wondering, is that unique to the Blandin Foundation?
There are other examples of that in the state. Down in Austin, there's the Hormel Foundation. There are a lot of other smaller funds around the state. I'm thinking of like the Nielsen Foundation up in Bemidji. But these are great examples of how people have decided to give back to their communities for the long term. And the reality is that on a per capita basis, rural America is vastly less served by philanthropy than our urban counterparts.
Right. And I was curious about, you know, donations to foundations. I mean, I think there's this idea in people's heads, first, you have to be a millionaire in order to really make any kind of contribution to a foundation.
That can be the perception, but it's definitely want to challenge that perception. Minnesota is really blessed with a broad array of foundations, community foundations and regional foundations, that are set up to consolidate donations and contributions from people in their communities so that you don't have to be a millionaire. You can make a very reasonable and very meaningful gift to an endowment or a foundation that serves your community. And when you start to consolidate and add a bunch of smaller contributions together, you can make a real difference. So there are community foundations that serve places like Alexandria or regional foundations like the Minnesota Initiative Foundations that serve different regions of the state. And so individuals have the opportunity, if they want to find out more about how they could donate to organizations like that, I encourage you to talk to your financial professionals. These are folks that are pretty well versed in the different organizations that are out there that could help you make a gift that's going to serve the community that you love and care about for generations to come.
Indeed. And there are some really interesting financial tools that are available that I don't think a lot of people are terribly aware of, particularly when it comes to managing your estate. Even if it's a modest estate, it can still make a pretty big impact on your passing.
That's correct. And again, I'd point you to your financial professional, you know, the person who prepares your taxes, your banker, your lawyer. These folks can typically give you some good guidance on those issues.
We encourage folks to do that. And we thank you so much, Wade, for your time today, and best wishes to everybody at Blandin.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.